This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In Iowa today, poultry industry groups and government officials are at a big gathering about the bird flu. They're working out causes for the outbreak this spring that cost Midwestern poultry farmers about 48 million birds. They're also looking at how to stop this from spreading again in the fall when wild birds, carriers of the virus, will migrate. Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
One of the tools poultry producers may consider is a vaccine. Here's Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack testifying before a congressional committee last week.
We have a seed strain that appears to be fairly successful with reference to chickens. It's now in the process of being tested for turkey.
Another focus is biosecurity on farms. That might mean disinfecting delivery trucks that service multiple facilities.
These were all things that were done on paper. Whether or not they were done in practice or not is debatable.
Tom Elam consults with poultry producers. He's glad the USDA is adding 450 temporary workers in case of a big outbreak this fall. Elam says the agency was too slow to euthanize birds this past spring and to clean up infected facilities.
Perhaps we saw those houses that weren't cleaned up properly responsible for spreading the infection to nearby farms.
The government response to bird flu is the subject of a congressional ag committee hearing tomorrow. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.